This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC, and I'm here with Stephen Gray, one of the founders of the DBCC. For today's podcast, we're going to be explaining or talking about why we don't use Olympic barbells at the DBCC frequently. So, Stephen, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Nathan?
I'm very well, thank you. So, first of all, can you just tell me a little bit about why we don't use Olympic barbells frequently?
Well, I wanted to discuss this. It was my idea, wasn't it, to have this as our inaugural discussion point, just because I have to travel around a lot, and when I'm traveling or whatever, I'm often going to other types of gyms or training environments, and I see a lot of people using what are called Olympic barbells. So an Olympic barbell is it's a 7 foot long barbell, as you know. I'm just talking about this for the listeners, but it's a big barbell that is normally 20 kilograms as standard, without any weight on top of it. And it's relatively thick, but it means that it has to be held in a certain way. And I've just seen a lot of people who I personally, from what I know, what I've learned and different things like that, didn't feel should be using that type of barbell, using them an awful lot. You know, if I go to somewhere consistently, I see them using them all the time. And I just can see all the dangers and the pitfalls of doing it. So I would kind of, and we don't program that much. You know, we use barbells occasionally. We use Olympic barbells very occasionally. We often will not use Olympic level barbells because of the fact that they start at 20 kilograms, which is too much for most people because it's very heavy. But we don't use them very much in our programming. And there's a reason for that. So I just thought it would be worth discussing and kind of going into some depth about why that is.
Okay, so what are the main reasons why the DBCC tends to avoid using barbells in our programs?
Well, it forms part of modified lactic training process, which is the overall process that basically is how we get the results at the DBCC centres. One of my main issues with someone using, and when I'm talking, I'm not talking Olympic level athletes, I'm not talking your above average person, I'm not talking about someone who's trained all their lives. They're a different type of person. I'm talking about the type of clientele that come to our centres, and the type of clientele that I saw using the barbells are someone who their main priority in life is not training. They don't have the opportunity to be able to train 6-7 times a week to do as much. You know, they don't have people massaging them every day. They don't have all of the backup and nutrition backup and things like that that a professional athlete has. So often what happens is, well, I think when certainly with trainers and things like that, what happens is they end up prescribing things for clients that are useful for them personally but not for the client. So for example, the hand position when you hold a barbell has to be what we call internally rotated, where you think with your hands, your palms facing the floor, just to hold the barbell, as long as obviously you're holding the barbell that way, which is how most people would hold it 99% of the time. Now that internal rotation is how most people spend a lot of their life. When you sit at a computer, when you're sat at work, when you're sat in the car, you're sat with your hips up and your shoulders forward. So what happens is your chest becomes tight, and then the backside of your shoulders becomes weak, and that's why a lot of people have shoulder issues, but they also have lower back issues as well. And for me, to put someone into that position with a weight is not the best thing for them to do, certainly not when it's standard 20 kilograms as well. And so I always look at training as the context of something. So yes, an Olympic barbell is a great tool for the right situation, and like I said, I think most people kind of look at, say, an Olympic lifter, someone that's, or you know, a professional athlete, or someone that is able to train multiple 6-7 times a week, or has been training for 20, 15, 10 years, a long, long time, and they try and do what they do, and that often causes injuries. And so I see a lot of people using these Olympic style barbells all the time, and I just see their injuries happening because I can see where they're weak, where they're tight. And that often happens a lot with that tightness of that internal rotation, is people, you become weak as well. So you're then using these these barbells, these weights, with weak positions, with weak areas of your body. So that's why, and there is a correlation between the overuse, of a tool like Olympic barbell and using it too much and injury.
Okay, I mean, and I'm sure there's plenty of exercises that you can do with dumbbells that you can simulate as you would do with a barbell. For example, a dumbbell snatch over a barbell snatch.
Well, exactly right. So the thing with the barbell is it doesn't move, if you think about it, with individual arms. So another side effect of everyday life is that you'll find, I mean, as our listeners would find, you have one side that's stronger than another. So the problem with an Olympic barbell is it's a static long piece of piping, essentially, which doesn't allow you to be in different positions, whether you're tighter. Say, for example, I'm tighter than you, so my position of my hands, if I was trying to do a move, would have to be different, or should be different, because I'm just tighter.
Mm-hmm.
So to try and put myself into a position compared to you would just put me at a higher risk of injury. With a dumbbell, you can move your hand position depending on your flexibility and things like that. So what I see a lot of people doing with these barbells is putting themselves to be able to do a move, putting themselves into a dangerous position. So, for example, if they're pressing above their head, they end up arching their back to do it because it's the way the barbell is. Whereas with a dumbbell, you can move it into a different arc because obviously the barbell has to go in front of your chin. You can see the slight difference, the mm-hmm. physical mechanics of it all.
Okay, and what are the benefits of using barbells, if there isn't?
Well, no, I mean, they are, like I said, I use barbells, we do use barbells within the modified lactic training process, but we just don't overuse them. So they're a very great tool, they're a good method, you can use them effectively for fat loss, but it's the overuse that I'm talking about rather than the actual use. You know, they're a great tool, we have them.
Okay, so when you were talking earlier about the barbell, it can affect your structural balance. Is that one of the reasons why we try and stay away from using them more?
Well, I mean, also one thing to mention is we use lighter versions of barbells
mm-hmm.
because 20 kilograms is quite a lot of weight. It's a substantial amount of weight, yeah, just as a basic. So, you know, like I said, a lot of these things come from, and actually all of our training, all of the processes that are in place at the DVCC that get the great results come from a really high Olympic level of learning. However, you've got to be able to water it down or make it applicable to understanding, you know, what everyone are doing during the day. Because if you're driving in your car for 6 hours in a day and then you're going to work out, you're a completely different position functionally than you are if, you know, you're an athlete.
Yeah, and going back to what you said about having one side that's stronger than the other, we've just finished a phase called the DVCC Unilateral Correction Training. Can you just explain to me a little bit about why we've put our clients through that?
Yeah, because like I kind of touched on already, that most people, 99% of people, do have some form of deficit, bilateral deficit, where one side's stronger than the other, and I've had injuries, rugby injuries. I know you've had a few things from over the time, but, you know, for example, one of my shoulders, I partially ruptured a supraspinatus tendon, but that was years ago playing rugby, but it does still affect me now.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't take the time to try and stay ahead of that, then I end up with an injury. So most people, every day, if you think about it, you're sitting down in a poor position for your posture, you're doing things that aren't very good for your body, so you need to take some time sometimes to try and correct those differences. Is what that phase is exactly designed to do, and we put it in every 90 days, I believe now, because it's just worth taking a couple of weeks to focus on single leg movements, one arm movements, we're trying to work on your weaker arm or your weaker leg or your tighter side to try and get closer to even. And it's hard because every day you're doing things that make you uneven. So, but it's a constant process.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just round up on the DVCC stance and the reason why training with dumbbells is more optimal for strength gains and for fat loss than barbells.
Well, it's the overuse and the not understanding the effects the barbell can have on the body, which is why we tend to do more with dumbbells is because it allows you to be able to put the weight in the optimal position for you, not trying to treat you as a, mm-hmm. you know, everyone is, you know, the same level of flexibility and things like that. And also it's the amount of weight that you're forced to use, because 20 kilograms for, you know, 95% of people is a lot of weight on a barbell with the types of moves that you have to do with that. So, yeah, it's understanding that most people are not able to have a massage every day and do an hour of flexibility a day, which, you know, is where a lot of this stuff ends up coming from, but it's not being applied correctly to clientele correctly.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Stephen. I'm Nathan from the DVCC. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.